Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here, joining me today in the studio, hopefully with your phone calls at 1-800-229-3000. That is the number, 1-800-229-3000. But joining me today, really, really glad to have Mylon Yurkovich and Chris Williams. Hi, guys.
Hey, how's it going, Steve?
Great to be with you. Both.
Yeah. And, yeah. Very happy that you cannot get the coronavirus, flu, nothing over the radio. So we've got good distance here. Settle in and let's pray for all of the folks that have it and pray for the rest of us that don't, that they can contain this. Prayer is powerful. And so let's all be in prayer. I want to mention something right off the bat, that tomorrow on Focus on the Family, if you tune into their broadcast, you will hear an interview that they did with me. We were at a church, a big church in Fort Worth, Texas, a couple of months ago. And the title of the program is The Crucial Role of Men Standing for Life. And it is it's a conversation I had with Jim Daly and John Fuller. I think it would be insightful to anybody. It talks about my horrific decision, the most regrettable decision of my life, to not just pay but to pressure a woman to abort a child. And it's also included, of course, is the mercy that God has, where I was able to adopt and raise Madeline, whose birth parents decided not to have an abortion, showing that God was not going to punish me for the rest of my life for something. A lot of people think that's the way God is. Anyway, it's on Focus on the Family tomorrow, and I hope you'll be sure and tune in. In the meantime, you could join us right here, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. That is the phone number to join us. And before we go to a break, I also want to mention that this Friday in Orange County is our Restore workshop. And here's the thing. Imagine that you had some kind of infection and there was penicillin that had been invented and it could just clear it up in a couple of days, but you were afraid of medication and you didn't take it. Wouldn't that be sad? Well, you might be afraid of experiences that involve counseling or getting with other people. You might feel so much shame, and it's so common, shame that your husband got in trouble or your boyfriend or son or whatever. But I'm going to tell you something. You come this Friday, you can still get in, and you be part of this Restore workshop, and the shame, well, not only will the shame go away, but you'll start a different kind of life, free and healed.
You know, Steve, these workshops that New Life puts on, I just have to talk a little bit about what happened a week ago at our event, the New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was a packed house. The testimonies on Sunday morning made everybody cry. The changes in 24 hours to a couple, to an individual, to It was remarkable, and I just wanted to say to you, thanks for being a great teammate on that. We had a great time together. And ladies and gentlemen, these workshops are really worth your time and attention.
They really are, and whether it's Restore or coming and joining Mylon and me and Kay in July.
All of them.
Finding freedom, every man's battle. It's just astounding. I was talking with Dr. Sherry Keffer about, it's so amazing that, the Menninger Clinic or someone like that isn't doing these, because they just change everything. We'll be back.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. 1-800-229-3000 to get in touch with Mylan Yurkovic, Chris Williams, Steve Arterburn. Mylan and Kay wrote How We Love Changing Marriages All Over the Place. And I want to mention to you, a gift of any amount, and you get the brand new revised after 20 years, Every Man's Battle, and the workbook included. Gift of any amount, 4 million in the series. Every Man's Battle alone has sold over 1 million books. It has changed people's lives, and it could change the life of your son. Many women, the daughters read it. They come to understand what in the world a man is like, a young man dating you, what's in the mind, all that. And that's a gift of any amount. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to Martha, Boston, Massachusetts, and she listens on the New Life app, and glad she does. Hi, Martha, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Excellent. What's going on in your life today?
So I've been married for almost 20 years, and for the most part, the whole 20 years have been a struggle. Different things. I feel like my husband has been more dedicated to his extended family than to our family. And then it was not until last year that I admitted to myself that he is controlling to some extent. And I'm trying to figure out what to do next. So to give some background, I was 21 when I got married to him. He's 13 years older than me. I immigrated to the U.S. to marry him, and I thought that when I come, his family would take me in, but that didn't happen, and he kind of lived his life like he had. He would go out.
Okay, so today, today the worst thing that he does that just is so hurtful to you, what would that be?
So I don't really have close friendships, because over the years, he would make comments like how if he immigrated to another country, he wouldn't meet anybody around, and he would be like, you're just shopping for friends. And he was not, supportive of me having that support network. I have no family here.
So you have no family. He's cut off friends. What would be the most pressing question for us that you would have?
So I struggled with separating and even possibility of getting divorced. I grew up in a, home where it was taught that divorce is it was considered a sin. Like, you just wouldn't divorce. You just have to put up with whatever. So, for me to even open that door for that option.
Maybe we don't have to open that door. Maybe we don't have to open that door yet, okay? Let's start with you, Mylan, and this hopeless marriage that maybe we can find a path, help her find a path.
Martha, thank you for calling us. This is really sad for you, and I want you to know we see that. You came to the United States for the purpose of marrying him. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And what that probably means, the odds are good that you guys didn't know each other very well once upon a time, and you still don't. When we don't prep for a relationship, when we're not really working hard to do work ahead of time to say, who are you, who am I, and will we work well together? When we don't do that, we're kind of in the position you are, which is kind of stuck. I don't know if he's controlling as much as he is very disconnected from you, and you are something he picks up and puts down and picks up and puts down. And I think that what's important is for you to tell him that you've changed in 20 years, and that's the good news. You recognize something's missing big time, and to invite him into some couples therapy where you could really start over again, do a do-over and say, look, let's start this thing over from scratch because I don't want to go on for the next 20 or 30 years like this. But we didn't start off on a good footing. And sometimes when we confess that, we bring that to the Lord, and we tell the other person, this isn't good. I want to go forward in a different direction. That's an appeal that sometimes someone like your husband might listen to.
And Martha, if I can,
what do you think, Chris?
Yeah, if I can just give you the language for that, it as clearly as you can, because sometimes us guys need a clear wake up call, and it's just letting him know that this marriage, as it currently stands, no longer works for me, and there are some critical areas that I need for it to change, for us to continue to go forward, and I want us to go forward, but I need you to come to counseling so we can talk about these things that no longer work for me and what I would like to see changed.
Okay.
And again, make it
clear.
Would
you be able to say that to him? Could you say it to him? Or is it too scary, or do you fear for what might happen there?
I think I can say to him that I'm not sure how he would react.
Yeah.
You don't know if it would produce the result you'd like, but you'd be willing to say it.
Right.
Go ahead, Mylon.
Well, I was just going to say, are you afraid in terms of fear for being harmed, or would he get violent, or would he simply just disagree?
No. He would potentially just say, you know, that's it then.
Well, it based upon your testimony and only your testimony, which is a bit precarious and all in looking at relationships, but I'll take your word for it. At some level, he's very self-centered. You know, it's about him and what he wants, and you were supposed to go along with that. You see, he shipped you to the U.S., got married. You're supposed to be grateful and just do whatever he says. This is very common. I see it a lot, actually. And all of a sudden, you've grown up.
Yeah, you're no longer a damsel in distress.
No,
yeah.
And I love it that Martha's grown up here, and she's saying, I'm an adult woman now here, and I want to be able to say something. And he may reject it entirely, or he may look at you and say, you're worth working for. Those are your options.
Yeah.
What about the statement, I'm really not happy at all, but before I do anything not being happy, I'd like us to go to a workshop. What do you think he might say to that?
I think he would probably go.
Well, that's good news.
No, that's but see, if he goes, it's the facilitator's job to get him engaged, to notice that he's not engaged. But whatever his stance is, you see, he'd be in a group with other men, and I just did this with Becky, and it's amazing how the defenses go down once you're in the group, and you don't want to look stupid to the other guys, see? So now, rather than look stupid, you're more engaged than anybody ever thought you could be or would be.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a wonderful concept that you can't really get just going to couples therapy with a really resistant person. Couples therapy works great if you've got two people willing to work, but this is just such an amazing thing to see when you've got somebody that's resistant. It really could be what you're looking for.
And Martha, I just want to encourage you to take that one step at a time. Don't construct a bad story before it happens.
Yeah,
you know, so just, hey, if he's willing to go, take that. You're not in control of whether he engages, whether he receives it well, but the fact that he would be willing to go or he agrees to go, and then, you know, land it one step at a time, and again, avoid constructing the bad story.
Okay, now I'm going to send you two books. I'm going to send you How We Love, and I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. And How We Love is the foundation of the workshop I want you to come to in July with him. And then, of course, Take Your Life Back is going to help you develop the kind of stuff that you want and we're expecting now that you're here and you're grown up and you have a voice and you're not willing to just be the damsel in distress, as the guy said. That's coming your way, and anybody else can get those at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to Tony. Brentwood is where she's from. KKLA is the station she listens to. Tony, how are you?
Fine. Thank you for answer to me.
How could we help?
Okay. All right. I have a question. My friend, she has a daughter. She's 50. And she involved with a man who is, she's Orthodox, baptized. And she...
An Orthodox Christian who's been... So the daughter is Orthodox... Christian, is that
yeah.
right? Okay.
Yes, yes. And she involved with a Jewish man, which she asked him, "You believe in Jesus Christ?" He says, "No, I believe he's a prophet, mm-hmm. but I believe in God," he
yeah.
says. So my question is, she wants to marry him. You think it's right to marry the guy which he's not believing in Jesus Christ?
Well, the Bible's pretty clear about being unequally yoked with a non-believer, and I certainly honor his Jewish faith, but he isn't a believer in Christ. Mylon, and... you have a comment about that at all? Or?
Well, I concur with you, Steve, that the Bible clearly says that we're to marry within our faith. We're not to be unequally yoked, as Steve said. But again, the issue is, that's clear. The other issue is, you know, what is she looking for? Mm-hmm. You know, when you're 50 years old and you find somebody that loves you, some people are desperate enough for relationship and belonging to someone that they'll violate their belief system. Now, just because she was baptized Orthodox Christian doesn't mean that that is something she still believes in her heart or that it's a part of her adult belief system. That's the other issue here. So, you know, she's going to be the one to make a call on that. That's important to me or it's not. Being in relationship overpowers anything my parents baptized me into. And this brings up yet another issue, Steve and Chris, which is how do we help our adolescents and children adolescents transition into the faith? It's one of the hard adult adjustments
yeah.
of taking on the faith of
but
the parents.
But I think this speaks to something critically important, Mylon, and it's
yeah.
something that you're teaching us all to do that definitely is reflected in Scripture, and that is spiritual intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
When we connect to each other on those really important faith and spiritual issues, it strengthens and deepens the relationship, oftentimes in ways nothing else can. And if you don't have spiritual intimacy, you're missing out on something really significant, and you're putting your relationship on pretty shaky ground. It doesn't have as much strength as it could.
Tony, are you curious about this, or is your friend curious about this, or are you the only one that it's bothering?
No. The daughter, you know, I told her, because very close friends,
mm-hmm.
I told her, "You sure you want to marry somebody which is not Christian like you?" She says, yeah, but he's a Jewish. Jesus was a Jewish. I say, yeah, Jesus was a Jewish, but different kind believe, you know. And she confused. That's why I'm calling. Mm-hmm. And I told her to call you. She says, no, I'm not going to call. So okay. I took it the step.
All right. We'll be back right after this.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. So, Tony, I'll just step out here, and I would just say to her that, you know, it is an issue, as Milam was saying, and Chris, of intimacy, and there are reasons. Jesus wasn't just being mean, or even, of course, he was Jewish, so he wasn't being disrespectful of Jewish folks who have great faith, you know, but he has something better in mind than two people being married, and one is a believer and a follower of Christ, and the other isn't. And so, but the bottom line is exactly what was brought out here. It probably doesn't really matter if she's, you know, dead set on this is who I want to be with, and so yeah, you can tell her, but don't expect that she's going to have this great moment of insight and give up this relationship. Okay.
Okay.
But I'm glad you're there to present the truth to her. Yeah. What's that?
She asked him, you know, you don't believe in God. You think you can change? He says, no, I'm not going to change, but I'm not going to try to change you.
Right, yeah. Well, I'm going to send you a copy of a book called, and I've got one around here somewhere, Being Christian, and it's got all those things that we need to see when somebody is a Christian. I hope that's going to be a blessing to you. Now, let's go to Missy from Mendocino, California, listening on KFAX. How are you today, Missy?
Oh, my God. I'm well. How are you?
Well, I didn't realize we had that kind of effect on people, but how could we help today?
Wow. I just called. Wow. So I spent the whole weekend in prayer and fasting about this, and my question is, how can I inspire my sweetheart to get the healing he needs from his brokenness, which came from his broken engagement and betrayal from over a year ago?
Mm. So when did you, after that betrayal, when did you guys start dating?
It was a year.
So he broke up a year ago, or she betrayed him a year ago, and you guys just start dating now? How's that work?
We started dating in the betrayal happened last November 2019, mm-hmm. or sorry, 2018, and then we started dating in just the end of October of this last October.
Okay. Did he do anything to get over that? Did he go to counseling? Did he get any kind of help?
I don't know the whole story. I know his family has been a huge support for him in his grieving.
Missy, how does, real quick question, how does his hurt show up in your relationship?
Right. Yeah. Good question. So losing more and more of his trust, as time goes on, I feel like I had more of his heart before, and I'm losing more of that as well.
Yeah.
He seems he's lost, uninspired, and he feels like he doesn't know who he wants to become.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on there. So the hurt that he experienced in previous relationships, and this could not just mean the one he's in right now. It could mean, you know, historically. that those unhealed places we bring into our current relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I want to you to encourage him is that there are certain things that he's bringing in that don't work for you in the closeness that you desire with him, that you would love for him from a place of great compassion, that you would love for him to get the healing he needs and that he deserves so that that hurt doesn't carry over and then bleed out on you.
Yeah.
And that's where I want you to look at boundaries around some of that stuff as well. I was like, hey, this certain behavior doesn't work for me, and therefore I don't put up with it, or I confront it and really look to require something different of him in his treatment of me.
Here's the double bind kind of that you get in someone that you're dating and they haven't healed is you feel like if you said to him, you know what, you need to do some hard work, and I think us being together kind of prevents that work, and so let's take a break and you do the work and then we'll come back. Well, you don't want to do that because then you're going to feel like, oh no, he'll fall apart. I'm all these. Really, it's a very healthy thing that you so over what the reality is. Does that make sense or not?
I'm sorry, you keep breaking up. Dang it!
Yeah, we're having a little bit of trouble well, with our transmission here. Can you hear
okay,
me?
Well, we'll take a break.
Go
I
ahead,
can hear
Steve.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, Steve, we can't hear you, so Missy, we're going to come back to you right after this break, and it makes sense that your fiancé or good friend is lost, uninspired, and struggling with trust. He's been traumatized, and he is also depressed. He's been just, you know, rocked. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that and what we all have to do to heal. And yes, Chris, when we enter into new relationships, we take all that with us, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we do.
We do. All right. We'll be right back after this break, and we will look forward to talking to you in just a moment.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay in the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you a set of 4 devotionals, 100 Days of Character, Peace, Prayer, and the newly released 100 Days of Healing. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops.
I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's been immensely helpful to me. That's why I continue to support the ministry with the hope that not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, so we're talking with Missy, and I was saying that you've got this double bind of if you take a break so he can heal, he thinks that you've abandoned him like her and all of that, so you really can get in a pretty stuck position there. What do you think, Missy?
What do I think? I think that I'm going to fight for his heart through prayer in the time of separation right now. And I don't know how long that will last, but I know that writing letters to him is what I'm going to try to do to encourage him to get healing.
Has he left?
Like I'm demanding.
Yeah. Has he left the relationship? Has he left the relationship?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, there's one thing of breaking up. There's another thing of just taking a break. Totally different dynamic there, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to send you a book called Is This the One? And I think it's going to give you some great insight into how to handle this so that everybody can win. And then Let me send you a book called Healing is a Choice for him to read. But Missy, grief work is where he needs to be.
Yes.
Doing the work to grieve. And let me just go ahead and send you our grief workbook. We have a brand new grief workbook with every with the Life Recovery Bible. And so I'll get that to you. I think that'll be a great help to him. And I'm really glad that you called, and I'd love to know what happens with all of this.
You know, Steve, I got a call from, or an email from a caller who was struggling with a loss in a relationship from 35 years ago. And it was affecting her adult life to that to this day. And I think it's really important that we pay a lot of attention here to just this whole concept of, if we don't grieve well or face our losses or heal from our traumas and really address our depression and anxiety, we will simply carry it forward.
Yes, absolutely.
And good, it's important really for us all to do.
Speaking of depression and anxiety, let's talk to Larry Sonnenberg today. Larry, how are you? You always alleve us of all anxiety and depression. How are you? And talk to us a little bit today.
Well, I'm kind of depressed, Steve. I'm doing well. We are struggling New Life financially in February, so I'm going to really encourage folks to step up a little, make a single gift, or ideally join Club New Life for us. We have these new packet. I forgot what we were calling it.
Well, it's called the Transformation Kit.
Yes.
And it can transform your life. Five workbooks and the journal that we have, which is talks about the seasons of recovery, the devotional and the Bible, all there. It's an amazing package. So, and that's just our way of saying thank you. You get seven different products. The devotionals are all in the Bible. You've got the Bible, you've got the journal, and five workbooks. And that's just our way of saying thanks for becoming the foundational element of this ministry and this broadcast.
Well, the Club New Life is just so important to us. And I also want to add, while I'm thinking about it, if you're a current Club New Life member, add $10 to your monthly gift, and we'll send you that thank you gift.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, but, really good.
You would really help us by joining that, and I just want to encourage folks who have never given to the ministry. I know I'm talking to more than one of you out there. Would you please just today call us, 800-NEW-LIFE, or put a check in the mail, or however you want to do it online, and help us? That would be, it would be very meaningful.
And, well, and so often
you are listening to this show because people have given money to support and allow New Life to sponsor this show. New Life pays for the airwaves that you're listening on right now. So it is not that New Life doesn't know how to manage money, and so they're constantly asking for money. It's all about having to pay just over and over, year by year, for the airtime that you're listening to.
And, you know, some of our most faithful supporters, you know what happens to them? They die. And so we need people to come in and take their place. And so please honor the dead by supporting us with a one-time gift. I'll send you Every Man's Battle, or we'll send you the Transformation Kit, five workbooks, the Life Recovery Bible, and this Seasons of Recovery workbook. You will love it, and you might not want all five of the workbooks, but you've got somebody else that really could benefit. And it is the, I mean, the Bible itself, over 3 million Bibles out there. Pretty amazing. Thank you, Larry. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Steve, yes, one last thing, just to encourage folks to the Finding Freedom workshop. A lady wrote this at the last one. I'm leaving this workshop knowing I'm okay and knowing that I'm on the right path and have the strength to face the future. What I saw and experienced in a single weekend took years in Celebrate Recovery. Mm. If you have an emptiness inside of you that you cannot fix, if you continue to be stuck in your struggles and find yourself in reactive mode acting out in anger, or internalizing the bitterness, this workshop's for you. New Life's a model of God's plan for healing and growth. That's why we want you to come, and that's why we want you to support our ministry. So thank you.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Larry. All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to make that happen. Now let's go to Viv, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, WFIL. Hey, Viv, how are you?
Hi, great, thank you.
You're welcome. What's going on in your life today?
My question is, I'm great on some levels, but this one I'm very not sure what to do. My question is it wise for me to pursue a relationship with my son, whose wife seems adamant about keeping me out of their lives?
I think the question is, should you pursue a relationship with your son who's using his wife as an excuse to cut you off and be out of his life? Is that right?
He's not exactly using her as the excuse, but it seems to me that it's because of an incident that happened 4 years ago that she held a grudge with me. That's when my relationship with him started changing, and I've been kind of cut out since that point.
Okay, so why do you think he hasn't demanded of her, hey, this is my mom, you've got to get over this, you need to heal from this, we want to have a relationship with her? Why do you think he hasn't done that?
Because he's wanting to be a good husband. I'm divorced, and it was through the divorce when he met her. And I'm not sure. I've tried to pursue counseling. They went with me one time.
But the Bible says get rid of all bitterness. So a good husband wouldn't be somebody enabling ongoing bitterness.
I'm curious. What happened?
I'm really trying to keep this.
Yeah, as quickly as you can. What happened?
Yeah. Okay. So they had a lot of transitions. He met her in college. He actually has a master's in counseling from a Christian college, mm-hmm. which he never used. They ended up getting married and moving to Washington State,
Let me ask this question. What is her bitterness towards you? What exactly is that?
Okay, so what happened was they moved back to Pennsylvania. She had left a journal out when I was babysitting. They were living with me at the time, and I was babysitting, and left this journal right where I thought it was a note she was leaving to me, and I started reading it. And I realized it was her journal, so the next morning I apologized, and from that point on, she distanced herself from me.
So she felt a violation of privacy and trust as you... Okay. And you apologized, and she just hasn't come back around to that?
Yes.
Okay. And have you asked, because I'm thinking like, hey, I want you to pursue a relationship with her if it's possible.
I tried to do that, and she kept distancing herself from me. Then they moved out, and from the time they moved out, she wouldn't let, I haven't been able to see my granddaughter. Mm. They had another baby,
wow.
And he doesn't know.
That's so sad.
Mm. Well, I just think this really quickly, Viv. Bitterness and resentment don't affect just one relationship. When a person holds it in their heart, it affects every relationship. So I can only imagine what's going on in your son's marriage with his wife. And I would approach him not from a judgment, but from a concern and a love. I'm concerned for you, and I love you, and I would love for you guys to be able to work through this. Okay, so we're coming up against a break right now, so we're going to come right back after this, and we'll give you some more tips on how to do that.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're going to do another program right after this. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. Right now we're talking to Viv. Picked up a journal, thought it was a note to her, read it, confessed it, and things have never been the same. Chris, what are you thinking there? And then we'll go to Mylon.
Yeah, so Viv, have you had a conversation, or I would encourage you to have a conversation with your son about how bitterness is impacting or resentment's impacting their marriage or impacting him? And, yeah, what would that look like if you tried to talk to your son about that?
Well, I had tried to speak with him. This is going on 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
She actually, a year and 3 months after the incident, had come to me and read me a letter telling me, finally admitting that she felt, you know, that there was distance between us. So from that point then, I was waiting to try to reconcile, and she never reached out. And she told me she was involved in the Enneagram and needed to unmerge with me. And anyway, we went for counseling for one session, and we're supposed to meet again, and I felt as though this counselor would have really helped us, but then they cut it off and haven't really talked to me since January of 2018.
Yeah. Mylon, what do you think?
You know, Viv, this is so painful. I'm very, very sorry. They lived with you for a period of time, and the journal reading was a part of within that period. How long were they with you? Okay. Just quickly, how long were they with you?
Totally a year.
Okay.
Before they moved around the corner.
And Viv,
around the corner from me.
Viv, do you think that they would think of you as invasive or intrusive? Do you think that over a year they may have developed something bigger than just the journal incident, that they would see you as an intrusive person?
You know, I'm not sure. When they first moved in, they had agreed. I had brought up the verse about Jesus not coming to bring peace, but a sword between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. And if there were any issues, they agreed to discuss them, which they hadn't. They hadn't with me. So that was the first indication I had that there was any problem. And then I tried to back off while they were still with me until they moved out. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, because they're not really... They've said that, I mean, she said that I'm not trustworthy or safe, but won't give any reason why specifically.
Okay, so there's this larger view of you that they have, that you're not trustworthy or safe. So let me go back and answer your original question. Should I try to develop a relationship with my son? Absolutely, you should. You want to see... and you want to test your son's capacity to somehow retain a relationship with you or to start one. What's really sad is you're not seeing your grandkids, and they're really holding you off in a very far level. The other thing is your son may not be resisting his wife because, A, he's afraid of her. He's afraid to resist his wife. Or, B, he agrees with her.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be one of the things that you want to sit down with your son and say, you know, I need, and maybe ask your son, what of all this is really you? What of all of this is your wife? Because this is also then his world, you see. If his wife gets hurt and then holds a grudge for 4 years, well, that's going to happen to him too. And so that's something he's going to have to work out. But I would absolutely pursue a relationship with your son. And I'd absolutely ask to see your grandkids. You know, you're not unsafe with respect to seeing a grandchild. You might be unsafe relationally to his wife, but that could be also her issues that make you unsafe. And so is it you, or is it her lenses and filters through which she's viewing you that makes you this unsafe person? That's what you got to sort out with your son.
I'm glad that you called. I will send you How We Love. It'll give you some insight here into your relationship with your son. I think it really helped you, and you might be able to give him some insight also. But, you know, here's a really great point. I realize the struggle, the tension, but I'm just wondering, in the midst of it, wouldn't the kids benefit from having a grandmother in their lives, because we all know that having a grandmother that loves you, a grandfather, it's just such a plus. And so many kids don't have that opportunity, but when they do, to shut that down. That's the biggest mistake here, regardless of what happens between the two of you. How we love is coming your way. I want to remind everybody that I'm going to be on Focus on the Family tomorrow. Find the local listing on your local station. Probably I'm on the station you're listening to right now. Also, this weekend, I'm going to be preaching at Northview Church. You could watch that Eastern Time, 5 p.m. on Saturday, 9 and 11 a.m. on Sunday at northviewchurch.us. I'm the teaching pastor there. Third fastest growing church in America. 13 campuses, 3 in prisons. Pretty amazing church there. Also, this Friday, Restore. It is not just hope for a woman's heart. It's healing, it's insight, and it's a connection with other folks. You know, 2 Timothy 2:22 says to enjoy the company of others who seek the Lord with a pure heart, and you will find other women there. They've been hurt, some have been abused, they've been through what you are been through. They've felt the same shame. It's not their fault, not your fault. They are there, and you would love them, and they would love you. It is coming right up Friday in Orange County, Southern California. Every man's battle is March the 6th, and sometimes all it takes is a woman making the call to 1-800-NEW-LIFE and then saying to him, I found out about it. You call them, and you sign up. We'll do Finding Freedom, Chris Williams and myself, Finding Freedom on March the 15th in Orange County. And during that time, if you're struggling with an obsession you can't get rid of, regret, grief, you're struggling in that area, I've got ungrieved loss, will help you. Maybe there is a habit you'd like to get rid of, or just maybe there's some kind of difficulty in relating to other folks. We're going to be there, and we'll help you be free of that. Intimacy and Marriage will be July the 24th, and if you've never been on a New Life cruise or trip, we're going to go on the Rhine River this year, September 28th through October the 5th, and I'm telling you, it's going to be a great time. Mylon Kay will be teaching, I'll be teaching, and we'll all be enjoying a deep spiritual experience together. A gift of any amount, and I will send you a copy of the newly revised, with all the new brain science, Every Man's Battle. 4 million in the series, 1 million of Every Man's Battle alone. And then, if you could join Club New Life, $30 a month, and we'll send you what we call our Transformation Kit. It's a life recovery Bible with the general workbook, but 4 other workbooks go with it. Things like how to grieve through life recovery, and how to go through and heal from a divorce, how to develop sexual integrity, and if there's an eating disorder, one way or the other, here's the workbook. It's a Bible-centered approach for taking your life back in these workbooks. That's our way of saying thank you. But if you need help, a workshop, a counselor, a book, workbook, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you can support us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To be on the next program, 1-800-229-3000. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Mylon. And thanks to all of you who listen, watch, and pray. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.